from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkish government jails human rights workers.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
The voice of Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia, John Dalhuizen. Workers from one of the most renowned human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism.
In the early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Ezer, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It was not clear which terror organization they are suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is an attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
The Amnesty Turkish workers were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours.
But I think the reality is no government critic, no human rights organization can consider itself safe in the Turkey of today. I mean, what happened last night was a seismic shift in how the Turkish human rights community needs to be thinking about itself, will be thinking about how it can operate in Turkey today.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. slapped sanctions Tuesday on 18 Iranian individuals and groups it accused of supporting Tehran's ballistic missile program and weapons deals, a day after it again certified that Iran is in fact complying with the 2015 International Accord on its nuclear development program. As it issued the sanctions, the U.S. renewed its call for Tehran to release three Americans Iran is holding on what the United States say